Good morning. It's great to have you along this Sunday morning, and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. I am Radar from the morning show on 99.1 The Mix. So you are hearing this on The Mix. You're also catching Public Affairs, as you do every Sunday morning, on our sister stations right down the hall from us, 103.7 KISS FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, AM 1250, The Fan. You can also listen on the Odyssey app on your smartphone. So if you have to get out of the car or leave the house, you can always pick up your smartphone. If you have the Odyssey app, download it. If you don't, and favorite The Mix or whichever station you want to favorite. And then you can hear Sunday Morning Public Affairs every Sunday morning. And you'll be hearing from our guest this week, Jean Wells, the president of Wisconsin Craft. She's also an accomplished potter, too. So we're talking about art in Southeast Wisconsin. Jean, thanks for being a guest on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Well, thanks so much, Radar. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we love talking about art. We love talking about the events that are going on around the area, all in Southeast Wisconsin or Milwaukee County, Waukesha County, wherever. And Jean, now, can you let our listeners know everything about Wisconsin Craft? I mean, We need to know a little bit more about what is Wisconsin Craft.
Sure, I would love to. So Wisconsin Craft, we're not really a new group. We are a newly refreshed group, I kind of like to say. Trying to keep up with the digital age and all the new ways to connect with people and artists across the state. Wisconsin Craft actually has over a 100-year history, which is interesting. Starting back in 1916, it was called the Wisconsin Society of Applied Art. And basically, when the statewide organization first created itself, their objectives were to keep artists informed about the national craft scene, to provide opportunities for exhibiting and marketing their members' work, and also hosted meetings with educational components. But fast forward to 2020, right?
Yeah, right.
That transformative year for everyone, basically, and organizations, right?
Absolutely.
Our board realized that we needed a change. You know, we had seen a drop in our membership over the past 10, 15 years, and the majority of our members lived more in the southeastern corner of the state, and we wanted to expand and become a statewide organization again.
That's really cool that, you wanted to become a statewide organization again rather than just like around here. And that, you're right. 2020, man, it presented so many challenges to so many, not only so many people, but also organizations and events going on. If you couldn't attend an event, was that event going to come back in the next year? And it seems like it has for you with Wisconsin Craft.
Yeah. We're coming back with a bang, and you know, we applied in 2021 for our 501 nonprofit charitable status. So we got that from the government. So we're really excited. You know, we're looking to do some fundraising and more educational events across the state now. Like our upcoming member exhibition is going to be in Wausau this year at the Center for Visual Arts. So we're trying to expand and reach more communities.
And we're also talking about the Milwaukee Fine Craft Studio Tour, which is hosted by Wisconsin Craft. And we're talking to Jean Wells, president of Wisconsin Craft, here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And Jean, this comes up on Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd. Both days, it runs 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Give us a little bit of background on what's going on with the Milwaukee or the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour.
Yeah, thanks. So this is really a newer event for us. It's only the fourth year we're having it, and it's still evolving as a new event. The premise is based upon the studio tour model that maybe people have heard about happening in more rural areas where artists open up their studios to the public in kind of a specified area for a weekend. So guests can see how they work in their studios, and also they can sell their wares directly to the public. So Wisconsin Craft, we wanted to start an urban studio tour so people could find out who the artists are in their neighborhoods. And we chose Milwaukee County as our boundaries a few years ago. We call it a self-guided tour. So participants can plan and choose their route, which studios they might want to check out, or just check out the ones in their neighborhood.
So these are studio locations of artists that have different types of arts and crafts on display. And what are some of the cities where people can visit if they want to hang out and take part in the MKE Fine Art Craft Studio Tour?
Yeah, so we do have the boundaries of Milwaukee County, so they're spread out. So our northernmost tour stop is in Brown Deer, which is actually my home studio. And then our southernmost is in, we have two in South Milwaukee. And then we have people in Bayview, Wauwatosa, kind of the center of Milwaukee, Northside, River West, or actually more Shorewood. So they're spread around the county.
That's a really great way to spread it around, too. It's pretty even, too, if you're all the way up Brown Deer, South Milwaukee. Tosa is kind of in the middle there, Milwaukee, and then Bayview, you're catching the southeast side, too. That's wonderful. That way, you know, you could almost take the whole day and just go ahead and make a loop right around Milwaukee County. And again, we're talking with Jean Wells. She's the president of Wisconsin Craft, and also talking about MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour, which is hosted by Wisconsin Craft. Again, that is Saturday, October 1st, and Sunday, October 2nd. Are there tickets available? How do people go about finding out more about the Fine Craft Studio Tour?
So, no, it's totally free and open to the public. That's a part of our mission as our organization, to make art accessible to communities. We have a great resource, our website. There is a printable map, and there's also maps at each of the studio locations. So if you go to mkestudiotour.com, you can find out all the different locations. There's also a Google interactive map. And then each of the artists actually have their own little page where you could find out a little bit about them, what they create, and also links to see their work online if you like.
Jean, how many artists are involved in the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour? Again, that is Saturday, October 1st and 2nd. How many artists are we talking here?
So how it works is we actually have 14 what we call our host artists.
Oh.
And these are the artists that actually have the studios in the location. And then those host artists, we have invite guests. So we have other members that live in Milwaukee County or actually around the state that come to these other studio locations as guest artists, and they set up a booth with their work as well. So when you go to each of these studio locations, you're generally not just seeing one artist's work, you're seeing several artists' work. So it makes it a little bit more interesting.
Sure.
And inviting, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're talking with Jean Wells. She is the president of Wisconsin Craft on our Sunday morning public affairs show. And Jean, you had mentioned that there were some challenges in 2020. Of course, any event or any organization faced some challenges once the pandemic hit. And, you know, people basically living day to day face some challenges. And there could be some mental health challenges, too. So can you explain how maybe art enriches an individual's life and community and maybe, you know, helps them pull out of those challenges and maybe puts a smile on their face?
Yes, art, I think, has a big impact, whether you know it or not. You know, it's a very deeply personal thing, and it can affect people on many different levels. You know, consciously and unconsciously, if we look around, art really surrounds us, right? It doesn't just exist in galleries and museums. It's in our architecture, our offices. More and more, which I love, we find it now on the streets with public art, and the murals popping up across the state, right? And hopefully some people, you'll find it art in your home and possibly even in your cupboard, right? So as a potter myself, this is what I love about functional art and, craft in general. It can really, it can be with you in with your morning coffee, right?
Absolutely.
Or maybe you look on the wall and a painting will, or a photo will take you to a place that you've been to or want to go, or just give you a feeling of joy or reflectiveness. So I think art really can do a lot in so many different ways.
Yeah, really take you out of your kind of reality, like, oh man, I'm swamped at work. Or as we said, you know, there's a lot of changes since the pandemic hit. You know, it's like people want to just kind of transpose themselves into a different place, different time, whatever. And art, it sounds like you're saying, Jean, art can do that for you as you have that in your house or wherever. I mean, art can really help you. I would think it really helps your mental health, just kind of brings you up, gives you a good feeling.
Yes, And it, you know, not only like observing or participating with art does that, but also the act of creating art itself. And many of our artist members teach classes, right? So people can learn. I really always encourage people, it's never too late to take a class, an art class, right? Whether it's pottery, whether it's dyeing fabric, whether it's painting or creating something out of metal. It lets you absorb yourself in the moment in a hands-on activity, and it really frees your mind. It's really lovely. Mm-hmm.
Jean, your explanation makes me want to ask you, do you teach any classes? Because it sounds like you'd be a great teacher.
Well, I have taught in the past.
Okay.
I currently do not teach because I have a very tiny studio, and that's kind of interesting about those of us who might work, who many of us work from home and have small spaces. But I do have a resource on my website for art classes in the area, pottery classes in particular. And of course, many of our other members teach in many different fields. Mm-hmm.
And what about your website? Go ahead and give a shout out to yourself. What is your website?
My artist website?
Yeah.
It's jeansclaystudio.com.
Jeansclaystudio.com, yeah.
Yeah, jeansclaystudio.com. And then our organization's website is wisconsincraft.org, so .org. And there you'll find, we have a members listing with artist links. And we also have what's really handy, and we created this during 2020, during COVID, when all of our artists were struggling because all the in-person shows closed down. We created an online shopping directory.
Oh, nice.
So it has over 75 of our artist members who actually have online stores. So you can browse by category, you know, wood, ceramics, fiber. You can browse by category if you want to support small business artisans.
Absolutely, yes. And we are talking with Jean Wells. She is the president of Wisconsin Craft. We also want to give a shout out to the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour, which is hosted by Wisconsin Craft. Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. You can take a tour of 40 different artists at their studio locations between Brown Deer River Hills, Shorewood, Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, Bayview, South Milwaukee. And you can definitely get more information at, is it mkestudiotour.com, Jean?
Correct, yes.
And you are, now you had mentioned you're an artist, you're a potter. How long have you been making pottery in your life?
Well, I actually, I fell in love with pottery in high school. I went to Pius XI High School in Milwaukee and ended up going to art school and majoring in ceramics. So I've actually been doing it all my life.
Wow.
I moved back to the Milwaukee area 30 years ago. So this is my 30th year here working as a full-time potter.
We love having you here because we need that here in our area. We need to talk about art more. And you being here for 30 years, that just shows, you know, hey, Milwaukee's the place to be, right?
Yeah, I love Milwaukee. You know, it was my business goal when I first started to focus regionally and to hopefully be supported by my community. And I'm incredibly grateful because it's turned out that way. And I'm really thankful for this community supporting me all these years.
And you are listening to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Our guest this week, Jean Wells, president of Wisconsin Craft, and we're talking about the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour, which is hosted by Wisconsin Craft, Saturday, October 1st, Sunday, October 2nd. And you can tour all of the artists' studios in the Milwaukee area on those 2 days. Now, Jean, the tour, if you're going to somebody's studio and you're checking things out, the artists are there, and you can ask questions with them, and why is it so important to go to their studios and make that connection?
Yeah, well, it's really neat. It really helps. So I think art can be somewhat intimidating, right? People are maybe a little scared of it because they think it's something that has to be on a museum wall.
Sure.
But that is so not the case, right? And artists, we're people, business people just like everyone else, right? And we try to make our living creating. And so when you walk into an artist studio, you get to see their space, you get to see sometimes their mess, right? You get to see maybe a little bit of the process of how they create their piece. And it just helps people get a greater appreciation and I think feel a connection to that type of work. If you purchase something or not, you still learn a little bit about the process and you gain a greater appreciation.
And that's definitely for people who are touring. You gain that appreciation. But what does this live event mean for the different artists? Because all their studios are being toured by anybody who's coming through on the tour. Again, that's Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour, again, hosted by Wisconsin Craft. What does it mean to the artists to have people come into their studio?
Well, it means a lot. You know, as small business owners, it helps sustain our businesses, right? So just like any local business, we're thrilled with the local, buy local movement because that really helps people like us. When you want to keep your local economy strong, it really helps to support local business people. And that's who we are as artists. That in-person connection with our customers is really crucial, I think, to any business. And many of my customers, you know, eventually shop online and then come pick up at the studio. But that initial meeting and that opportunity to ask questions and to find out more is really what makes the connections work.
It really, I would think, for someone on the tour going to someone's studio, let's say like your studio, it's kind of that awe factor, that wow factor, because I know that happens when we invite people into the radio studio, where sometimes they'll message us on Facebook and say, I've never seen a radio studio. What does it look like? And when they come in here, they're just wowed. And even though I see this every day, I see the control board and our microphones, I just go, yeah, that's just my work studio. But people are wowed. I imagine that must be the same way for people who are buying art and like your pottery. They're online. Sure, they see that. But to walk in the studio is really like, wow, this is how you create all of your pieces of art.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And as artists, We actually had a potluck a few weeks ago just so we can gather because we don't get to see each other on the tour. And we all talk about how can I see your studio? Because I want to see, you know, what your studio is like, right? So it's fascinating for all of us, really. And just to see people's what tools they use. Like, we're really excited this year to have a new location. It's McLaughlin Hayes Hat Company in Bayview. They're fine hat makers, and they have all these different pieces of equipment, a lot of it like historical, and all these different molds that they use to form their hats. It's really fascinating.
And if someone isn't able to attend the tour but, you know, still wants to support our local artists like you have been mentioning, is there something they can do? Where can they donate?
Well, they can support the organization if they would like to donate on wisconsincraft.org, and that helps us sustain the organization and support our artist members and programming like the tour. If they want to support artists directly, they can contact the artist directly or shop at their online stores. Many of these artists do art fairs around the region as well. So if you go to that artist's website, you might not be able to see them at this event, but you might be able to see them at another event in a few weeks, although the season is waning for outdoor art fairs, but a lot of us do holiday indoor shows as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And again, you are listening to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Our guest this week has been Jean Wells. She's the president of Wisconsin Craft, and we're also talking about the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour, which is hosted by Wisconsin Craft, Saturday, October 1st and Sunday, October 2nd, both days, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Plan on attending, and it's free admission to go to 40 different artists at studio locations all around the Milwaukee County area, from Brown Deer to Shorewood, Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, Bayview, South Milwaukee. And you can get more information. Again, Jean, where is the website?
The website is mkestudiotour.com. And again, that's for 14 different locations around the county. featuring 40 artisans.
That's amazing. So you're going to have to take both days. You got your weekend planned right there with the MKE Fine Craft Studio Tour. Again, it's hosted by Wisconsin Craft. And Gene Wells, president of Wisconsin Craft, thanks so much for listening, everybody. And Gene, thanks for being part of our Sunday morning public affairs this week.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.